This is Michael Johnson, and welcome to this Verizon Business Podcast. Today, we're going to be talking about global collaboration capabilities and the networks that are the foundation for corporate communications. My guest today is Rick Snyder, who's the president of Tandberg Americas. Rick, welcome to the podcast.
My pleasure to be here. Thank you, Michael.
Now, can you describe Tandberg's business and the markets that the company serves?
Tandberg is the leading global provider of telepresence and high-definition video conferencing. We're actually ranked as the number one market share leader in high-definition video conferencing and the network infrastructure to support video conferencing. With that, we're actually in 42 countries around the globe in 85 locations. We're a very active user of visual communications. We communicate using video with over 2,500 meetings that we conduct on a daily basis.
I understand that Tandberg is using Verizon Business's MPLS-based private IP service as the foundation for your corporate communications. Now, can you provide some detail on how the network is being used?
As a manufacturer of video conferencing hardware and software, we practice what we preach, and we use the private IP service from Verizon Business as the foundation for this communication. We use it internally for a variety of different meetings, everything from forecast calls to executive meetings where we're making decisions. We use it for training meetings where we're helping to scale knowledge around the globe. We have globally dispersed teams, whether it's research and development, our marketing team, and we're actually using the technology to bring together and unify these teams. And then we use it to improve work-life balance. We have over about 15% of our workforce telecommute. So using the Verizon Business private IP network allows people who work from their home office to really be engaged with those back at the corporate headquarters and field offices. So it's a way for us to stay very connected with other employees, our customers, suppliers, and our business partners.
There are various choices that a business can make. Maybe you can tell me why Tandberg decided to deploy Verizon Business's private IP service and talk some more about some of the benefits that have been achieved from that.
We use this technology as a demonstration, so being able to visually demonstrate a high-quality, reliable video capability, our hardware and software, requires a robust network to support it. And so when we looked around, we checked out the alternatives that were out there in the marketplace, and when it came down to value and overall scalability around the globe, as well as the overall strength of the network, reliability of the network, we selected Verizon Business Private IP Service as the strongest out there in the market to provide global capabilities for us.
You talked about some of the employees telecommuting. What are some of the other benefits that have been achieved?
Oh, gosh. Well, to give you an example, a year ago, we bought a company. On September 6th, we announced the purchase of that company. And on the 24th of September, we had that deal transacted and complete. We integrated that company, the culture, the employees, in the fourth quarter of last year. We could not have accomplished that without the use of our video conferencing service. And as a foundation, we had the Verizon Business private IP service supporting that. So it's just one example of, you know, using our technology to unify the team, to really put in place and drive our value of speed and precision to get things done. Just one example. We've got countless examples of the benefits, though. Obviously, this technology keeps us off of airplanes and out of cars as well. So obviously, there are travel savings. But more than that, I think the productivity benefits associated with just accelerating decision-making, scaling knowledge, unifying dispersed work teams, and just improving work-life balance are huge productivity gains for us.
So let's take that a little bit further, and maybe you can talk about how the private IP network enables global collaboration for Tandberg, its employees, suppliers, partners, and customers.
For us, it's very important when you're a business that's in hyper-growth mode to be able to communicate visually and to do that in a high-quality, high-impact way. And that requires a really strong network that gives you solid bandwidth and throughput with very low latency, and the Verizon Business Network does just that. We're able to operate at very fast speeds in our key cities, thus impacting a lifelike experience in high definition or in telepresence mode, and that allows us to get things done. You might be in London or you might be in Reston, but it feels like you're in the same place, and we couldn't do that without the Verizon Business Network.
Do you have any other insights to share with other enterprise leaders that might be considering the deployment of global collaboration capabilities?
You really have to look at the scope and scale of the provider. We demand a great deal from the network. Video is a very challenging killer application for this type of service, so it puts great demands on the network. And so for us, we needed great global reach and coverage. We needed the type of company that could stand behind its offering and provide service if something did go wrong. And that's very important as well. So first and foremost, global scale and reach. Secondly, the kind of resources to respond when things do go wrong. And just the overall quality of service, we think it's very important as well. And then, of course, value. We think that pound for pound, the Verizon Business offering offered up the greatest value for us, and that's why we selected it. So when it comes right down to it, I think a lot of decision makers, a lot of enterprise-type leaders are looking for those kind of criteria. I mean, a great business partner with a global reach, the technology capabilities to get things done, but also a great account team to support you. And I think that's what we caught with Verizon Business, and I think those are key criteria for any decision-making process out there right now.
If our listeners would like to find out more about Tanberg, is there a website they can check out?
Sure, Tanberg, TANDBERG.com.
My guest today has been Rick Snyder, the president of Tanberg Americas. We've been talking today about global collaboration capabilities and Verizon Business's MPLS-based private IP service as the foundation for that type of corporate communication. Rick, I'd like to thank you for being on the podcast today.
Hey, my pleasure. Thank you, Michael.